Well, you just go like that, go down it, and it releases it, and it pushes it more, gives you more room.
Yeah, but this is covered in keef. How did you do that?
It's covered in keef?
It's a keef.
Yeah,
keef,
it's
sorry.
A confused joint, man.
Yeah.
This is like a full flower joint. It's not meant to be flower joint.
You mean it's not a full flower joint?
What? Anyways, what's up, everybody? I'm the Princess Reaper, and you're on the Princess Reaper's Corner. It's another episode of Hot Boxing with the Boys. Another, I guess, wake and bake, because it's 11:24 a.m., so it's still in the a.m.
You're right.
Dude,
fix that one.
I'm not the dang scientist. And we have the dang scientist with us as well. So what's up with you guys?
Well, we're talking about pre-rolls from stores. What I like to do is if it's not an infused joint or rolled in anything, from the tip or from the base, you roll with your fingers down along the joint so you get to the end. And what that does is it helps with the machine packing and it unpacks it a little bit. Because they always are packed too tight, and then so that makes them run. And Dr. Feelgood says that's baloney.
Yes. On an infused joint that's covered in keef. You would literally just get keef on your fingers and roll it off.
It's even on the fucking paper part.
But I want to see you do it with this other joint.
Does it infuse?
No, that's why I give it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll show you.
Yeah, this guy.
I've had cantaloupe before.
Damn,
too.
That's tasty. Cantaloupe.
Yeah, so.
Like terpene or.
No, it's just literally called cantaloupe.
Strain.
It just makes me nervous.
You're not even allergic, you're just sensitive. Okay, so you unfurl the tip and then starting like this.
It.
You just
give
it
the tip.
You just squish it. And then. And then when you do that, and you give it just a little tappy to re-solidify everything, and now it's like you have a hand-rolled joint.
Because the factories roll them too tight?
They have to. They're doing like 1,000 at a time. Nothing you buy from the store is ever going to be hand-rolled.
What I meant by the full flower is that right there is shaped.
Yeah.
This one is literally buds ground up.
So what you would do at home, basically.
Yes.
I don't know many people who were like, yes, I want a joint and I'm going to use shake. Desperate.
No person, everybody like, yeah, I want that shake. Don't give me that flour. Shit.
That's why those joints at the dispensaries are so cheap. Like that.
$3. They're still not cheap. I think it's hilarious that they get away with pre-roll prices.
Probably. That's fresh.
Because if you were to roll your own...
That's toasted.
It's an ashtray.
Do you guys reach?
No. I mean, a long time ago.
I mean, you can, but you don't get much out of it.
Yeah, that's the case. I've re-spoken 100 times.
When I was not pulled over because we were camping, but a cop came up and searched my tent or whatever because I got a ticket. And he found the spent shit and he ran his little drug test on it and it came up positive for THC.
So did you get like a fee or what?
Warning.
That's cool, dude. That's cool. Where were you?
I was at a state park. Like,
I remember that.
I think the guy felt bad because we got distributing liquor to minors, but like we weren't. Like they were just camping next to us.
So how did you get distributed?
Because they had fucking a ton of booze, and we were hanging out with them.
Oh,
Oh, so you were hanging out with underage kids.
Yep. Surely we must have supplied all of it.
That's what they thought.
The only thing that got me out of it was my cooler had Coors and Fireball in it.
Yeah.
And all of the kids, what they were caught drinking was not Coors and not Fireball, but they still ticketed me and I still had to get a lawyer.
Well, you were with them.
Yep.
How much was it?
Lawyer was $2,000.
Yeah.
But I mean, kept your job and all that.
Right.
So that's
worth it. Now keep in mind, these kids were what? 18?
19, 20.
Right. So in other countries, they would have been perfectly legal to drink.
Or Idaho.
Like 20 years ago.
Or Canada.
Idaho is 18.
To drink alcohol.
Is it really?
No.
I think that was 20 years ago, like he says.
No.
It used to be.
In Canada, you can go at 18.
Yeah.
Or 18.
And definitely, like, Germany.
All right, the age of consent is 16.
Pretty
and
sure
Idaho,
England,
right.
Too. I think we have the highest drinking age. 21 years old?
And tobacco.
So we're talking about having to pay $2,000 because you were caught drinking with 18 to 20-year-olds.
Seems
a little wrong.
And the cop was so fresh, he had his little book out.
Oh, he was so excited. That was a good bus for him. That's bullshit.
I mean, I was debating, like, do you think it's irresponsible to drink with people that are under the drinking?
Who passes to me?
Me.
It's me.
Well, I
think the drinking age is too high, so no.
I don't think there should be a drinking age. If you told your kids about alcohol and told them, you know, the reality of it, you know, yeah, you probably catch them drinking a couple times, but guaranteed it'd be less than if you were just like, not in this house.
Well, the thing is they passed it because your brain is still, your frontal cortex is still developing until the age of 21. Sometimes 25, depending. So, but the thing is our government can't be our nanny. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to tell us what to do.
You don't need...
There's lots of things that affect our development that we're still allowed to legally buy and consume. Like
nicotine, caffeine.
Bottle of painkillers that'll kill you in 10 minutes.
Exactly. But the age of cigarettes did go up recently. And you have to be 21 years old now to buy cigarettes.
My school of thought comes from a couple different factual things. And this is where I'm always on the fence. I'm the fence line. There's two things that stick out to me. Him and I just did a conversation about a research that he did where it says, like, the suggested amount of alcohol is so low compared to what we actually drink.
Yeah, it's nothing. I've seen that. Too.
4 pints of beer every 2 weeks.
Yes.
That's an acceptable level of alcohol.
That right there would indicate how alcohol affects our internal system.
Right.
Now, like I said, I'm the fence liner. If you can sign up for the military and
drive a car,
if you can die for your country, you deserve a fucking beer.
I agree.
Whatever you want.
But not even that. You're legally an adult. We should be treated as legally an adult.
How about this? What if these laws are in place because they know that alcohol sales would go down?
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? It's just like
Prohibition.
Food.
Remember Prohibition?
Yes.
Alcohol sales were through the roof. And then Prohibition ended, and it went back to normal.
So they do it so people want it more?
No. Can I jump in here? Prohibition was, you know what Prohibition was, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the sales did go through the roof, but for the bootleggers.
Yeah, for the mafia.
And then the government said, wait, we could make that money. People like it, and it's addictive.
Well, it was, you know, it's just like the problem of today. It was the church and the Quaker lobbyists they infiltrated the government, like just through hiring and being in place.
Right.
So all of these people were just like, it's the devil, it's the devil, it's the reason for all of society's problems.
Well, that comes from the suffragettes, because they were sick of their husbands and whatever coming home, and it was
beat them.
Well, not just beating them, but spending all of their money at the bar, and then they couldn't afford to eat. It was still a time of a little bit of a depression.
I mean, shit, there was
recovery.
They've been doing that today.
But it was even worse for them back then, because women weren't in the workforce. They only could rely on their husbands to bring home the pay. And if they were going home and going straight to the bar...
That might be a good thing. I'm going to answer this on the slide.
We're going to wrap this up, actually, and we'll get back to you in a second.
All eyes on me.
Well, we are back.
We're back. Are you still here?
I'm still here.
Ah.
You're beautiful.
Yes, I am.
I'm talking to the listeners. They need to need to hear it.
Well, they hear it more than I do.
It's a trap.
Anyways, what's up? Next segment, guys.
Let's talk.
What are we talking about?
About Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, all of the...
She wrote down stuff that you had already, like, that you specifically...
No. Let him rant.
She wants to hear this.
I want to hear it. I'm
trying to save you.
I'd like to hear what's on the line.
Okay.
Give me that joint.
Communication.
And go.
It's like, what about the holidays?
What's going on? We don't celebrate them anyways.
No, okay. I just want to know if I'm completely alone and I'm just the monster in the corner when it comes to these holidays. Because I don't have Facebook. And everybody lies and be like, oh, I remembered your birthday. Nah, dog, it's because Facebook reminded you.
I remember your birthday every year.
And
what would remind you if you didn't have Facebook? Your calendar.
Your calendar.
Yeah, people used
in your
to write
phone.
Them down.
Your phone
on
tells
account,
you.
Let's physical
see Facebook
calendar.
Connects to your calendar on your phone.
But anyway, fucking... Okay, so.
Continue, Ray.
So... If what would be better, a constant support and love?
But I don't get that either.
Fuck this. Okay, you guys can talk about something else.
You walked into this.
Wait, what was that?
Anyways, you said you wanted to talk about influencers and inside knowledge in the stop game.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I would love to
learn. Okay, so. Inside trading is currently illegal on the stock exchange, correct? So what is the difference between Elon Musk saying, wow, Dogecoin is really going places, and he just happened to have $1 billion in Dogecoin, and then it went up 300-something%.
Isn't that how it
happens? Isn't that insider trading? All I'm saying is these boys been taking it on the chin for fucking...
Oh, these boys been taking it on the chin!
Oh, gosh, God!
Oh, because they put minimal effort in and have a live-in prostitute, maid, cook, and wife!
Who doesn't get beat?
Oh! So that's the only standard I am living... Well, there's a lot of men that wouldn't
be. You are gonna get your ass. That's the way...
So...
You got somewhere to sleep?
Dr. Fieldhead, would you beat me?
She wouldn't be with you if you didn't.
Whoa! Whoa!
All eyes on me.
That is some massive shade right there.
It's a trap!
It's a trap!
Anyways.
Oh yeah, the SEC ain't got me beat.
Oh yeah, you said something about the SEC, and I said the SEC won't let me be me, so let me see, because I need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me.
Nah. Okay, anyways. Insider information is illegal, but you can tweet something about how good a cryptocurrency coin is, and then it goes up and you sell. Like, there is no difference. Just throwing it out there.
The insurance companies did the same exact thing. So what they did is they received everyone's genetical profiles, and then they basically said, hey, your hereditary disposition to X, Y, and Z
percentages.
And then they sold it all to the insurance companies. And they are making more money off of current and future customers with this equation than they lost in the lawsuits.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, so I forgot what movie it was, but it's a future movie, and when you piss into your toilet, the toilet has a sensor that detects if you had alcohol last night, and it makes your fucking insurance rates go up.
What?
And if you keep doing
that, is a breach of privacy.
No. 100% legal. You do not have to have health insurance. You do not have to.
Oh my god, that is just further proof that the American system doesn't give a shit about Americans.
And it could simply be, you want the cheapest insurance? Well, you can't smoke, drink, or do anything dangerous.
No, they already ask you, do you have guns in the house? Do you smoke?
This teacher that I was talking to, the little kid said that their parents grow marijuana. So you know what the teacher did? Reported it.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, fire.
Ah. Oh yeah, who wants to?
Burning down the house.
Okay. Stop burning my floor! Fuck! The more I move the coals, the hotter they get.
Ah. You have to suffocate it.
Stop, drop, and roll me.
Yeah, with my finger, you fuck.
With your foot, you dumb dog. Look, you use Dr. Feelgood's shoe to smother.
Yeah.
Just the bottom.
So what? Okay, I have to know, Dr. Feelgood. Why do you only wear slippers?
They're probably comfortable.
You never anticipating going on a run.
that's pretty fucked up.
No, I only wear my sneakers when I go on hiking. But it is 100-degree weather, and it's comfortable. Because I am very
old. I'm a rat bastard.
You popular.
It's the star of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, for somebody who's, you know, says that they don't have a lot of friends, you got a lot of fucking friends.
Where you going?
Hmm?
Where you
going? No, he's talking to you. He's talking about your phone going off the whole time. That's not my phone.
Oh shit, I'm sorry dude. I'll put it on blue break. I don't even make it.
It's okay. Let's wrap this up.
Well, it's just, we're missing out on content, and it's just a damn shame.
Telling me what to do and shit.
Don't say that on air.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Did he just not allow you to allow him?
No. I just disallowed myself from saying
something. It wasn't very authoritative.
Ooh, I gotta remember that one.
I do what I want, like a fucking brat.
I don't know that song.
It's called
not
Brat.
A song.
It is a song. It's called Brat, literally.
The pen is blue. Oh, okay, so wait, we were talking. Oh yeah, you get the banana one every single time. You don't mix it up. You just like that banana.
It's okay. I hate that you asked me this question. The honest answer is because I have a food addiction, and whenever I get high, munchies.
Well, yeah, that's a common problem.
What I do is I smoke banana cream pie, nicotine salts. Therefore, I think I get food, and
I'm getting the reward. Nummy, nummy.
Yes. So it's. I'm trying to like.
I kind of did that. I think subconsciously. Hey. I don't think I knew I was doing it, but I totally did that with my vape.
It's only sad if it doesn't
work. You smoke a lot more.
Yeah.
If it works, dude, then it's not sad at all. That's you literally conquering your body.
If you lose weight, you can get it up.
I lost 110 pounds, baby.
On the coffee and depression diet.
Anxiety.
If my anxiety made me not eat, I'd be
eating. Yep. Not eat and bouncing off the walls means like fucking dancing for no reason, tapping for no reason.
Well, smoking the marijuana doesn't exactly
Yeah,
help.
That apparently it increases your anxiety to smoke marijuana, but heart. I can't stop.
It's no wonder that something that increases heart rate increases anxiety.
But there's two factors to this. So yes, smoking marijuana causes an increased blood pressure of a pretty significant
amount. Dilates your pupils, increase the blood pressure.
But the other effect is that whatever strain it is affects your brain differently, therefore giving less or more brain activity to certain parts of your brain.
Right.
So it's, you know, there's a natural, yes, it's going to give you a little bit of anxiety no matter what, but then once the THC kicks in, that's going to mental factor where you're at.
Personally,
I feel like I'm always bouncing off the walls.
Or at least. Personally,
I pop out of bed in the morning.
I think that the terpenes, they do have a difference, you know, because there's over 300 of them.
You're comparing caffeine and B12.
What?
I said this is like comparing caffeine and B12.
No. Those are two completely different things. What I'm trying to advocate for is it's more like if you have a different herbal coffee tea blend.
But those are completely different. One does your brain chemistry, and the other one does your blood pressure. Physical and cognitive, I feel like, is very separate.
Yeah, texting on a podcast.
I got bored.
Alright, jump us back on shit. Come on, jump on shit.
Okay,
That'll get some fans.
Boom!
Only
Nympho.
Fans.
Nymphomania Corner. Anyway. We should have a sexuality.
I'm glad you're not actually a nympho. Because, like, that would be a problem.
The look I just saw, oh my god.
I think you got me mistaken.
Because, no, there's a difference between somebody who just wants to bang all the time and somebody who needs it and just like relationships, nothing. Who gives a fuck? I just gotta go out and do some dick right now.
Oh yeah, I definitely have discretion, that's for sure.
Like a true, like actual, like diagnosed nymphos, like
we'll go to
a fucking gas station and just hang out and wait for some next person to come by, flash their tits at them, and fucking suck their dick in the fucking parking lot.
That's a fantasy, though. That's kind of hot.
Yeah, it's all hot up until you get herpes on your lip.
Anyways, did you guys see that North Carolina has a Senate bill in place that will legalize marijuana?
In what?
In North Carolina. Anyways, North Carolina, congratulations. I hope that passes for you.
Yeah, man, like, those southern states, they have a long fight ahead of them. Just like when Christianity is your absolute core values, and Christianity says you shouldn't do drugs, somewhere in there.
I don't know, they're just really big on telling people what they can and can't do, so who cares what it is.
You can do whatever you want, as long as it's aligned to our southern values. That doesn't sound like anything we want. Well, how come you don't like that? What's wrong with you, boy?
Anyways.
But boom, 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 boom.
Sorry.
What?
What
the fuck?
I don't have a response.
I swear, I'm making sense. You guys aren't following.
Are you
okay?
I know I'm stoned, but...
Do you want me to recap it?
No, please don't.
About? No.
Because it makes sense.
I feel like it's one of those, like, things that I have to really find.
Yeah.
Especially on my day.
Southern politics? You make sure and avoid Southern politics.
You brought up politics, religion, and...
Boy, I sure do love Fanta. Yum, yum.
No, I'm not trying to be vanilla and boring. I'm just saying, like, there's certain things. So, some of those things are hard to talk about, and I'm not even educated on them, so I can't even. That's my secret.
Hold up. What did you just say?
It's Fanta!
You need to get
don't
out.
Want
yes, haven't you heard the commercial? Fanta, Fanta, don't you want to, Fanta?
It's not Fanta?
Don't you want to? It's Fanta.
It is not Fanta.
It's Fanta.
That's funny. I mean, I know there's soda and pop and stuff like that, but like, really? Fanta?
Yeah, but everybody calls it Fanta, so.
Give me some Fanta.
You're not alone. But the commercial, they pronounce it like that, so I'm pretty sure it's Fanta.
I don't remember the commercial at all, so.
I remember the bikinis and the colors.
Yeah, bright orange.
Yeah, I remember, yeah, cuties on Wave Runners.
Fanta?
Oh, let's talk about Coca-Cola lost $4 billion because of a Portuguese soccer player decided to move.
Yeah.
A Coke bottle out of the way and say, drink water, not Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's
$4 billion.
That ties back into your insider.
Yeah, it did tie into
that. Okay.
Insider training.
He really did. I've seen the
words. $4 billion.
That's why influencers are really important.
Not Coca-Cola water.
I mean, he did the right thing.
You have a following, you're powerful.
I don't know, though.
The funny thing is Coca-Cola owns Dasani.
Which is water.
Yeah.
You know, pure
they own everything.
Waters. You know what the real gangsters are with this market? Is the ones that say, hey, let's find something you need to survive, but it's also a big one. And I'm going to monopolize the fuck out of it because the need, supply and demand is going to be infinite.
The biggest problem
is
in a
sex.
Utopia.
That's important.
The corporations or whatever, you know, works perfectly fine.
You tell someone you ain't got to eat or get pussy that he's dying. He'd rather be dead.
No life.
Simp. What do they call it? A simp, right? Or an incel?
I don't know.
Yeah, simping.
Whatever the kids call it these days.
Here
we go. Millennials. We don't know.
Here's a dictionary definition for you. People that subscribe to OnlyFans are simps. That's what you use for the word simp.
Is it really? Thanks.
Okay.
I bet you it just ended.
No, it didn't. That song's in my head every time. Every time.
I mean, just. If you want to go look at some randoms, just go on fucking TikTok or something.
Yeah, TikTok is pretty good for the eye candy.
And they do it, like, not for money.
They do it to be eye candy. No, it's specific.
Yeah, there is no money in it, so that makes it even hotter. Like, honestly, to me, the moment a dollar bill is, like, on the table, I'm like, you don't even want to do this. Like, you do not want to do this right now.
If I was hot enough to make money because I was hot enough, I would
But like, seriously, like, it's just something about like, yeah, the money part just turns like it's fucking lame.
I don't know. I like the money part.
I would justify being a sex worker if I was
money. You're just all revved up and you're ready to go.
Maybe. It might just be because I'm horny, but I might consider being
might be because of that Mountain Dew I need.
Mountain Dew.
How's your caffeine nicotine?
Wait, did you?
Yeah, that caffeine
did
in there.
Did you drug me?
That caffeine in that fucking. In that Mountain Dew.
Not again!
No, I gotta keep you alive for this one.
I did have my drink drugged at a bar once. And
that's a true story, guys.
That was the sickest I've ever been in my life the next day.
I think you got a cap of GHB.
That's weird.
I thought I was gonna die. I literally threw up all day long. It wasn't until 11 p.m. the next night where I stopped throwing up and could eat something.
And the difference was so extreme to where somebody was just absolutely wasted that I was genuinely concerned, and nobody around them was like, gave a shit. They're like, oh, the girl's drunk. She couldn't use a pen.
I don't remember that at all. The last thing I remember, I was texting him saying, hey, come down and meet me.
Luckily, I did.
Wow.
And that was, no, I kid you not. That was the one and only time I went to a bar by myself and I got drunk.
The one and only time.
The one and only time. And I've never
I have never, ever, ever, ever seen a single girl in a fucking bar. I swear to God.
It's a trap!
I have never once seen a
girl
on her own.
It's in the car.
That's because that's what happened. What was going to happen to me?
Oh, you know what we're going to
happen. Well, besides that, was I going to get sold into the sex trade, or was I going to get murdered afterwards? What was going to happen afterwards?
Used and dumped somewhere.
You're going to get thrashed, harvested for your organs, and you wouldn't even remember it.
Great. I don't even get the good memories.
You don't even get the thrash.
You won't even be hard.
It was just, God, that was so terrifying.
And it was weird too. Like, I had.
And I was bigger than I was now, so I didn't think I was really.
I mean, you're still young and cute.
I wasn't anything to look at, I didn't think.
But you were alone. Like I said, I have never seen an unaccompanied woman in a bar.
I don't think I've ever gone to a bar alone either.
I have. I was very desperate.
Lots of people go to the bar alone, but mostly men.
And there's no women.
For women, and their biggest complaint is women always go with their friends so they can never get them alone. But
yeah.
If they go alone, they get drugged.
Thanks, ruined it for everybody.
Thanks, perverts.
You made it all go on the internet.
Wow.
I appreciate the $10 savings.
Consent
though.
Is consent.
Fuck bars, dude. I like bars.
That's why
but
the bar culture is dying. Millennials don't want to go to bars.
And you told the bartender, watch my drink.
I did. I asked the bartender to please put my drink behind the bar and watch it.
Yeah.
That can be a compliment.
Oh, he was really shitty.
And he was not concerned at all. I was like, how many drinks did you give her? He's like,
I didn't.
He's like, I don't know. Like, she only had like four drinks. And he was just like, avoid it. And I'm like fucking furious, like looking around like, who can I hit?
And at that point in my life, I could drink like a fucking sailor.
Yeah, I knew.
Four drinks was nothing. Four bar drinks.
Yeah, man.
They're warm, I think.
What the fuck?
They're German style.
They're German style. I like them European style. It's good.
That's okay. I would take
a But yeah, that was, I could drink far more than four drinks, especially at bar strength.
What's
kind
of icky?
Because all my drinks were doubles.
This is a common thing. Like, you know, my mind's instantly going, like, oh, obvious. You know, the bartender put it back to slip. Oh, yeah, I held it pretty much. You're good. Just alone, drunk, in the night.
And then he'd be like the big hero. Oh, I'll take care of it. Oh, that's sleazy. I didn't even think about that.
I think that.
See, it really doesn't pay to be a hot girl. Seriously, it doesn't. It could be really dangerous.
I'm sorry, but I would disagree with that. Like, there are benefits of being.
Well, there are, but there are also cons.
Yes, and you know, I think pros and cons go to every phase of everything. Like, there's girls that I deem like, you know, oh, that's a big girl. I'm not attracted to her. Like, but there's guys that would say, oh, that's a good girl, and I'm really attracted to her. Like,
yeah.
It's all about preference. And that's a scary scenario that you were alone in a bar and you were someone's preference to drug.
Well, I wasn't deeming other people of less of a preference. That's what you're saying.
No, I wasn't.
Here's your.
Thank you.
It's not warmed.
What I was saying by that is that it happens to the hot chick probably more often, like these things. But also, it probably happens to the other girl just as much.
Well,
too.
If I was in that position, I would be more likely to go after the less attractive
ones.
See,
right there. Okay, I hate saying this in tandem with what you just said, but I was just going to say
more approachable women. Is a better
time. I work with like sex traffic people, so I know how to. I know the tactics, and when I tell you it's clear and simple, the less attractive people get targeted much, much more because they get less attention, which means they talk to less people, therefore less chance of the attack coming.
Wow, that's a whole lot nicer of what I was going to say.
Well, maybe you shouldn't say it.
It was the same exact thing, but I would have said it in a different way.
I know.
Same exact thing.
Like, if you're less pretty, less eyes on you.
Less attractive people are less valuable.
They're easier targets for the...
Yeah, I know. I've watched a lot of murder documentaries.
I constantly talk to people.
I think it's interesting, like, that, those severe crimes and stuff. Just because it's like, it's something I'll never, ever, ever do because, you know, it's another person. But it's just like, every once in a while, what do you mean just somebody does it?
What's weird is the way that okay, so you know how everybody says, like, don't do meth, meth is bad, but yet there's all these people that smoke meth. It's because they fucking love
it. I've heard meth is awesome.
Right, awesome.
It's literally just pure endorphins.
But
the murder thing, there's something like that to them. They start killing people, and there's something so addicting about it that they can't stop.
No, but like it carries the ultimate consequences. Like whether or not you're religious or not, it would be more if you were.
We just had a girl have her head ripped off, and she was raped by her boyfriend because they were all on meth.
Bath salts.
Wow.
But, I mean, that's the thing, like, amphetamine can cause psychosis.
Yes, true. I would encourage you guys, if you have separate spending time, to look up this individual, and I forget his name, but they dubbed him the perfect psychopath. And what this guy did...
Just enough psycho?
What this guy did is he killed over 70 serial killers and rapists.
Is a Dexter?
Ooh.
Dexter real?
He's a real Dexter.
What? A real Dexter.
Yeah.
That's cool.
His background story, the little bit that I saw.
Does he have a code?
Secret passenger. Basically, the mom is beaten in utero. Like, the mom was abused and beat, physically beat, and it caused severe trauma.
Well, yeah, cortisol must be through the fucking roof.
Something.
Stress.
That's a stress one.
Yeah.
I would like to do more research on it, like, on the web.
Yeah.
Something that
would be very interesting.
Something that keeps popping up on my YouTube is a 1965 study of children and emotional neglect.
What is it about?
Well, it's just a video of these fucking kids who've been neglected. And it's just like, they're all like sad, like,
emotional neglect is very real.
So you might as well kill them.
Humans are so social.
Like, if you're gonna be, I think, like, not or neglecting your kids is the same exact thing as just fucking shooting them. Because
you're crippling
you're torturing them.
Now, those kids, they are fixable. But after that, then the next bills are
if it happened,
how much resources do we have to put
if it happened
it
between zero
the individual
and
quite a lot of pain.
The resources needed to fix one person is split between them, four, five, six, eight.
Yeah.
From what I've read, there is no help for anyone who's had those traumas from 0 to 4.
It's such an impactful age. So yes and no. Like, yes, but it's not really.
Like somebody who was neglected or starved or beaten from 0 to 4, permanent. Might as well have just fucking shot him, a goddamn monster. I can't believe those people exist.
There are some people like that where I would say, like, unfortunately, there's part of me that does think, like, if I could predict this person's outcome, are they going to be incarcerated, facilitated, or they can function in society? I'm going to go through the first two.
How about be happy? That's
capacity
what to be happy. Capacity
to be happy, because there's a running train of depression, and it's intergenerational.
Just
because
you make it to work doesn't mean you're happy.
That's part of functioning in society.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk to you aggressive like this, and like I'm not like getting angry or
you're
whatever.
Just passionate just, about what you're talking about.
Kids are the one thing.
I
like
mean,
fucking kids, dude. Like,
yeah, like
you know, I scream at my my daughter and shit when she fucks up and stuff, but starving them, letting them sit and shit.
Disgusting.
It's that is like there is no jury, there is no trial. You're just shot in the head and buried. So nobody has to smell your stink.
I think emotionally damaging someone too is
also. Oh yeah. Like the study was not like physical abuse at all. That was just they were never given emotional love. And these kids were just totally dead inside.
Yeah.
What is it? Well, you're doing some gang signs then.
No. You're saying I like
the same.
That's what the fingers mean. Count them. We're running out of time. Does anybody want to add anything?
Why do bra pads exist?
Really?
To hide the nipples.
I know, but why do we gotta hide them nips?
That's
what's
what I'm
with,
saying, but my employer
with,
says
I can see your nips right now. Here's my
I notes. Literally, my employer has a dress code against being able to see if you're not wearing undergarments.
Yeah, they're pretty Nazi, though. They made me fucking shave every single day.
And it's like, if I don't wear a bra, you're gonna be able to see.
Titties.
It happens.
The reason for it, if you could answer that, would be an answer that was socially appropriate for that time frame of the law.
This ain't no law. This is
it,
just
this
a work for it. You can change it at any time.
It's not anything new.
Yeah,
they did, they had a revolution in the 70s.
I'm gonna rename you Devil Dev again.
Yeah.
But I mean, well, that's okay. So that would be like me coming into your home and inspecting it and saying, none of your fucking codes work. You have to fix everything.
Well, it's true.
But as a homeowner, you can say all of these codes were appropriate during the time that the house was built.
Yes, but now it's time to adjust.
I see.
You don't legally have to.
I see the simile you're talking.
Morally, you should.
And I agree with that. But I'm comparing that.
Yeah, I just don't agree with corporate America on 100%.
We're talking about context in which was from 50 years ago and about how we feel now. So that's what I'm saying. It's like to answer that, it's almost like a trap question. Okay, why did you have to cover your nipples 50 years ago? Because that was just the rules of the workplace.
Right.
But now, as things have progressed, it's, you know,
we can adjust
them. Women can do whatever they want with their bodies.
We can challenge the dress code. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of, I have a controversial thing to end on. It is in my personal belief, because of my very, very limited knowledge of economics and supply and demand, that the worst thing that ever happened to women was that they went to work. Because it doubled the workforce, so it halved the buying power of the money that they brought home.
I gotta say, it's It's really hard being a mom and having to work 40 hours a week, and it would be...
It's the hardest job.
It would be actually very rewarding to be able to be a stay-at-home mom, but I can't because of the way the economy is.
Yes. We both have
to
work.
So yeah, it was very damaging to women.
I think
for the very, very fortunate, they could take 2 years off and, you know, then go back to work or whatever, but...
In reality,
a lot of people didn't.
If you were a stay-at-home person, but I guess what I'm trying to focus on is people in this place, like, they need to remember that maintaining a home and taking care of a fucking kid or kids, that is a full-time
job.
Yes. And it's like, oh,
do you? There used to be somebody to do that back in the day when they had estates.
Yeah,
they
grandma.
Had, no. They literally hired estate managers.
Oh, yeah.
And the mothers didn't do that. The estate managers did that. And then they had nurses and nannies and all of that. But
night nurses? That blew my mind when I learned what that was.
We don't have villages to help us raise our children. That's why it's so hard. But anyways, we're running out of time for this segment. So we'll go on to the next.
Apparently 2K2 or whatever it's called now, the new basketball game, doesn't even shoot you into a menu. It just goes straight into a character profile, like, creation. Well, just that's pretty weird game design. I think I could really get into game design. It's just you got to go to college and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, work
Passive
hard.
Passive classes.
Show up, do your homework and stuff.
Yeah. Typically.
German beer.
We know a guy that's like a minor professional player. He's not happy.
Professional player.
I'm just like on a rabbit hole talking about video game stuff.
Oh.
We know someone that's like a borderline professional.
Twitch streamer.
Yeah. I know Twitch streamers.
And it was really cool that he gave us a shout out.
Yeah.
There's something pretty, I mean, I know it's a novelty, but there's something pretty cool about being able to type in, hey, what's up, man? And then having the live streaming guy who has thousands of things to do, like, hey, what's up, man?
Uh-huh.
It made me feel cool, too.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, even if it's just like a live stream of, like, Blind Fury, this rapper guy, he's really cool.
He is really cool.
Because he actually won.
Yeah, oh yeah, but like,
he's a really good rapper.
I think the only way that you can be that good at rapping is if you are blind.
Because his other senses are so important.
Like,
why do you say that?
Because he sees words. He's never seen anything in his life. He was born blind. So your brain compensates.
He has visual hallucinations.
He has twice the processing power of everybody else, because we're having to filter and decipher and throw away everything that we're seeing constantly, being bombarded with photons.
His brain activity.
Yeah, so he can, and you can see it too, like his hand will like tweak up and stuff when he's going really, really hard and it's getting really good, because he can't see what he looks like. So like, you know, to us, it's just like, you're like, oh man, is he like disabled or something? But he's focusing so hard, and the rhymes that come out are absolutely fucking legendary.
They are really good. He's got really good flow too.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
He's creative. He's really creative.
And he's been in the game for a long time, but now he's doing the independent thing. Good for him.
So for anybody who missed that, that's Blind Fury.
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah, check out YouTube Blind Fury. It's also an old kung fu movie, but I'm sure you can tell the difference.
Yeah, it's a little different.
They have hundreds of streams. The talkie's got you lit up, bro?
Yeah. I'm not flame resistant. Not
flame resistant.
I am.
Oh, okay, so speaking of YouTubers, I was a sucker and there's this YouTube channel called Chase the Heat, and
Matt Chase.
No, he just eats lots of hot stuff, Johnny Scoville. But he has a product out called Tube of Terror. I still have, I have like 12 peanuts left, but each peanut, dude, but it has 125 like million Scoville units each, like, yeah, multiple times.
Done what?
She licked the powder, one piece of powder that came out of the.
I like hot, but not so hot.
No, like this isn't fun, but
does it even taste good?
It's sweet for about 5 seconds, and then all your taste buds are gone. Dude, like, and it's like instant, like, stomach cramps.
It's so painful.
It is so hot.
Why would you do it to yourself?
Your tolerance would have to be so high that you just, you eat nothing but hot stuff all the time. That's the only way that you could, like, stomach it. It burns a hole in you. It's like, but I've gotten two people with it. I always do a peanut with them, though. I'm not an asshole. I was like, hey, do you like hot stuff? Yeah. Do you like really hot stuff? What do you got? Have a peanut. No, dude. We would have to stop the podcast.
If you can't handle those, you can't handle that peanut,
no
dude.
Fucking way.
Challenge yourself. Like, whoa, did I just challenge you?
Do you have any stomach ulcers or anything like that?
It's that level.
I always eat one with the other person, but I'm not gonna do it. I don't feel like it. I have to be more ready for that.
Really, it's not worth it, don't do it.
But I have
not questioning your masculinity.
Okay, so I bought Da Bomb sauce. You know how that's on, like, have you ever seen First We Feast? Well, celebrities and stuff, they eat chicken wings in the interview. But,
yes, I have.
So the second, or the third to last sauce, so the third hottest one is called the Da Bomb sauce. I bought it, and you graze a toothpick and lay it across your tongue, and it's like, she did eat that one. And it's like, like,
that was dying.
You're like, water, water, panic, panic. And that is nothing compared to the peanuts.
And I love heat.
It's slow too, so you're just chomping, like, wow, these are pretty good peanuts.
It had good flavor.
And then it's just like, don't stop. And like, you're drinking milk, and as soon as you swallow the milk, instant.
You only need like the tip of a fork.
But you can't have 1/100th of a peanut, so it's just. It's almost a gag gift more than a food.
Yeah.
You know, Megadeth?
No. Never heard of
it. Actually, I would not. I would be surprised if you knew.
I know who Megadeth is.
Dave Mustaine. I met him here in town.
Wow.
Is that, it was actually at a bike shop.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was expecting somebody, you know, who's just like, I've been doing this for fucking 50 years and I'm sick of this shit. But it really was like, I love this shit. I wish I was a Metallica man.
Really?
Because he loves it. I mean, he wants to be the rock star. And it looks like James Hetfield and fucking Lars are just like, I'm a therapist. I'm the best rock band in the entire world. It's like, you had a really good producer and you made really good music. But I don't know about this, like, but isn't melodies copyrighted? So if you do the melody to Orion,
that's
you can't play Orion version. You can't, somebody can't use the Orion melody, or it'll just be like, dude, that's Orion. And then we wonder why new music today sucks so bad, is because all of the melodies are taken. It all sounds like, oh, that's like, and
I think you have like 10 notes in the song.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. There's five chords that you can play the majority of songs. Five chords. Yep. There's still chords though. For all of you guitar players out there, tell me how to do a bar chord. I gave you a dollar.
I actually have this app where I tried to learn just for curiosity's sake, and as soon as the bar chords enter the equation,
you're just like, I understand now.
Derp, 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 what?
Because, I mean, I'm only saying.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, right? I'm only saying this because I'm 100% confident. I have really, really good grip strength. I can damn near make you cry with a handshake.
I was a clarinet player. Woodwinds,
I,
dude.
I
can play
a sponge
music. Can't play
for multiple hours of the day, and I cannot hold all of the notes down.
All right, let's wrap this one up.
Those are really hot. Eats more.
I don't know. They're good.
That's how hot food works.
They're
though.
Good, but the lime is too overwhelming for me.
Oh, this
like
is
lime.
Coming from somebody who can only eat the flaming hot with
lime. Lime Cheetos, yep. But for some reason, those are just too limey. They're very limey. So if you really like the lime taste, these are the chips for you, dog, but not for me.
Do you know the story of limey?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's just like pirates would eat limes for vitamin C, so they wouldn't get lockjaw.
Oh yeah, and the scurvy.
Or not lockjaw, but
scurvy.
Lockjaw is what you get is if you don't get your tetanus shot.
A short intro, but anyways, guys, if we gotta wrap this up, if you could take a look at the Princess Reefers Instagram page, we have a link on the profile there where you can find our voice messages page, and you can leave us a voice message so that we can air live with us and we can respond to it. So take a look at that, and thank you for listening to Hotboxing with the Boys. This is your Princess Reefer here. Bye. Got Dr. Feelgood dying a heat stroke over here and some spicy fieras. And the dang scientist who is not here to say goodbye, but bye, Felicia.